Positive Living with Patricia Raskin on News Talk 630 WPRO at 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. We're here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the webcam and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And I'm waving to you if you are online. And if you have friends from around the country, tell them to log on to 630WPRO.com. Because today we are talking about relationships. I mean, we're all always looking at our relationships. We're talking about having good relationships, particularly marriage. And I'm going to add significant relationships to that, the significant other relationships as well as marriage. We're talking about how we take our marriage from good to great. And I have a wonderful expert on the program today who is a friend who's been doing this work a long time. You know, between the stress of juggling our jobs and our kids and daily responsibilities, our relationships often come to the to-do list, meaning asking and leaving many couples with the question, why does marriage have to be such hard work? But according to Dr. Terry Orbach, who's my guest today, a nationally known marriage expert, psychologist, research scientist at the Institute for Social Research at University of Michigan, she has a new research from her groundbreaking decades, long early years of marriage, which reveal that good marriages are not the result of long, long hours of hard work. In fact, it's those small changes in behavior and our attitude that create happiness over the long term. Terry's new book, and I'm holding it up on the webcam for you folks if you are watching on 630 WPRO, is five simple steps from taking your marriage from good to great. Discover the secrets of marital happiness at every stage of your relationship. And as I said, I would add significant others to the marriage piece as well. Welcome, Dr. Terry Orbach.
Great to be here today.
Yes, and let's talk about you, Terry. Okay. In addition to your role as project director of the Early Marriage Project, funded by the National Institute of Health, you're a research professor at the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan and a professor at Oakland University. You are also the host of the weekly Love Doctor radio show on voiceamerica.com, and you've been a marriage therapist for over 20 years. And I had the great honor to meet you in person when you were in Providence.
That is right. That was wonderful, Patricia.
That's right. And I know your program, and we've had each other on each other's programs. And, you know, it's very interesting because we often talk, Terry, about the relationship that has all these problems and what can we do. But you're not talking about that. You're talking about a relationship that's good. I mean, it's working, but it could be better.
Absolutely. That is just so. It is just existing. And you really want to take it to the next level. And who doesn't want an exceptional relationship? Mm-hmm. So this book is all about adding positive elements to your relationship and taking it from okay to wonderful.
All right. Now, you have five steps, so let's outline them for the listeners. And by the way, if you want to know how to take your marriage and your relationship from good to great, give us a call with our expert, Dr. Terry Orbach, 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, all of these steps are based on my long-term project. I've been following 373 couples for over 22 years. Mm. So the first step is really what you want to do is expect less of your partner and your relationship. What I found from my study is that frustration is the main reason why couples are unhappy and they are torn apart. And frustration is the gap or the difference between what you want or expect in your relationship and what actually happens.
All right, when you say frustration, do you mean things like, he or she is not listening to me. He or she is not doing what I want to do. I don't feel like I'm loved. Is that it?
That almost is frustration, Patricia. It's if I want my partner to listen to me and he doesn't, or if I want my partner to pay attention to me and she doesn't.
Mm.
So it's I want something and it's not happening from my partner. Then I feel disappointed or I feel frustrated. And if that frustration builds over time, and again, we're talking about these small, seemingly little things, but if they accumulate over time, they build over time, that's what leads to frustration, and that's what tears couples apart.
All right, so when you say expect less, give us an example, Terry.
I mean, have a realistic expectation of what should go on. So if you think, for example, that your partner should not hurt or deceive you, that is what you expect in your relationship. Your partner doesn't know it, doesn't understand what that means, then he or she can't meet that expectation.
Hmm.
So what I talk about in this first chapter is sitting down with your partner and saying, these are my top two expectations. Please meet them. Your partner knows those are your top two expectations, and then they can meet those expectations.
Let's give an example of what they might be, Terry.
So if I think that we need to share equally in household tasks, then I'm going to sit down with my partner. I'm going to say, here's what I really need in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We need, or you need, to meet that expectation. We need to share. You need to help me. I can't do the kids on my own. Then my partner knows that's important to me, mm-hmm. and they can meet that expectation. They don't know it.
Do you think sometimes the problem is that one partner will not disclose enough, or they'll close mouth, or they won't share enough? And because it's one thing to talk, but when someone closes up, that becomes difficult.
I think oftentimes people are frustrated because one partner doesn't open up, doesn't share, or won't discuss important topics. And what I encourage that spouse or that partner to do, and I talk about this in my book, is change yourself. I think what we need to do when we want change is take control ourselves. Don't blame the other partner. Don't, you know, go and say to the other partner, you need to do this, but instead, change yourself. And what I found is that that motivates the other partner. For example, if you're constantly praising and giving what I call affective affirmation, validation to your partner, in turn, your partner is going to begin to praise you and give you affective affirmation.
So what you're saying is you're really modeling the behavior that you want. You're setting the example.
And we all need to be good role models and good examples for our partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So all right. Let's look at number two. And folks, you can call us at 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. My guest is Dr. Terry Orbach, and her book is Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. And you can log on to the website. And the website is Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-I, the love doctor, .com. Okay, Terry, we have a couple of minutes left. What would be step number two to take your marriage from good to great?
Well, step number two is almost what we were talking about, Patricia. That is, give and you shall receive. What I found is that it's these simple gestures and words that you can say or do for your partner that have a profound positive impact on relationships. I call this affective affirmation. It's validation. It's simple words like, I love you, you're great, you make my life exciting, I would still choose you. These words give our partner such validation and praise, and they really make our partner happy. You could also do simple actions for your partner. Turn on the coffee in the morning, take the paper in, fill their gas tank, send them a card or call them at work. Again, these simple, easy behaviors have a positive, profound positive effect because they make our partner feel special.
All right, we're going to take a break. My guest is Dr. Terry Orbach. Her book is Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Log on to Dr. Terry, the Love Doctor. com, and you can call us after the break at 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, 99.7 FM, on the web at 630wpro.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO, 99.7 FM, and online at 630wpro.com. And I'm waving to you on the webcam. Folks, if you want to take your marriage or your relationship from good to great, tell your friends to call in right now. They can call us at 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO, or they can watch the webcam from around the country, which is 630WPRO.com, and watch us live and also call in. My guest today is Dr. Terry Orbach. Her book is Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Discover the secrets of marital happiness at every stage of your relationship. And I'm holding the book up in the webcam, which is 630WPRO.com. For those of you who are not near a phone, but certainly are a radio and would like to watch online. Dr. Terry Orbach is the director, or the project director of the Early Marriage Project, funded by the National Institutes of Health. She's a research professor at the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan and a professor at Oakland University. She's the host of the weekly The Love Doctor radio show on VoiceAmerica.com. She's been a marriage therapist for 20 years. And her website is DrTerryTheLoveDoctor.com, T-E-R-R-I, TheLoveDoctor.com. Welcome back, Terry.
Oh, thanks, Patricia.
All right, and we are going to offer something to our listeners. If somebody's interested in finding out more about relationships or logs onto your website or says that they've heard it on this show, Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, tell us what they what will happen.
I have a 3-CD set called Relationship CPR. And so I will send everyone a copy of that 3-CD set.
All right, just write to Dr. Terry Orbach. Log on to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-I, TheLoveDoctor.com, TheLoveDoctor.com, Dr. Terry, TheLoveDoctor.com. Or look up Dr. Terry Orbach, O-R-B-U-C-H-T-E-R-R-I. It'll take you to her website. See, you heard it right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. And she'll send you a CD so that you can start working on your relationship right away. Also, folks, get this book. It's terrific. Five Simple Steps from Taking Your Marriage from Good to Great, or Your Relationship from Good to Great. All right, Terry, we talked about steps one and two. What's step number three?
Well, step three is all about talking and communicating with your partner. What I found is that couples who are happy know four things about their partner. They know about their friends and who they're hanging out with. They know what's keeping them up at night or their stressors. Three, they know their life dreams. And four, they know their partner's values or underlying attitudes. So what I talk about in chapter three or step three is practicing what I call the 10-minute rule, Patricia. Okay. 10 minutes every day talking about your partner, talking to your partner about something other than your relationship, kids, work, or who's going to do what around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And now, some people
say...
So
what would that be? You could talk about the news, about the weather, about a play you've seen.
Absolutely. There's so many different things that we forget we really need to talk to about, you know, with our partner. And as you said, sports, politics, movies, what you're most proud of, what you saw, the leaves falling outside. Mm. There are so many different things. And when we get into a relationship, we tend to just talk about the things that maintain the relationship or maintain the household. Mm-hmm. And we need to expand the topics that we talk to or about with our partner.
All right, folks, give us a call, 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO, if you want to take your marriage from good to great. Okay, Terry, step number four.
Step number four is about change and adding a little spice and excitement to our relationship, Patricia. What happens is that all relationships get into what I call a relationship rut. It's a little boring, humdrum, you know, things are just happening and routine-like. It's okay because all relationships have those periods of time, Patricia. But if you stay in a relationship rut, again, that's what eats up the happiness. So what I talk about in this step is changing things, adding new things and elements to your relationship. Take a new class together that you've never taken before, a cooking class, a dance salsa class together, or do what I call an arousal-producing activity together. And it's not what you think. It is.
Although it could be, Terry.
It could be, absolutely. But what I'm talking about is doing an activity like exercise, going on a roller coaster ride together, or watching a scary movie together. Anything that produces arousal, gets your adrenaline up. And if you do it with your partner, that arousal transfers to your partner and your relationship, and that's what adds the spice and
excitement. What about tips for romance, speaking about arousal?
And what I talk about is, again, go away with your partner for at least 2 days, one night. Especially important for women, they need to get out of the household. Women have these to-do lists in their head, and even if you're in the house and you are sexually active, they're still thinking about the to-do list in their mind as they're having sex. So get out of the household. I also talk about touch and how important touch is for women and men. So that is an arousal-producing activity. That adds
just
a little
just put your
romance.
Arm around your partner. Give your partner a kiss on the cheek.
Absolutely.
Throw your arms around your partner.
Even hold hands as you're walking around the block or the mall. So very important. Very romantic.
Now, Terry, what about couples who are listening to this who've been married 30 years, 40 years? I mean, long-standing marriages.
I think that this book is also for those couples who have been together 40, 50, even 60 years, Patricia. It's even more important.
It's never too late, huh, Terry?
It is never too late. You are never too old to add positive elements to your marriage and or relationship and take it from good to great.
All right.
You can strengthen what is already good.
Absolutely. Give us a call, folks. 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Our relationship and marriage expert, Dr. Terry Orbach, will certainly help you take your relationship from good to great. Okay, number five.
And number five is that what I have found is that you need to have in your relationship a ratio of 5 positive experiences for every 1 negative experience. So if you have what I call a costly behavior, something that is providing or having conflict, leading to conflict in your relationship, you can have one of those, but then you need to balance it with 5 positive experiences.
Give us an example, Terry, please.
So one of the costly behaviors that I found that is very significant for couples is jealousy. They are afraid of losing their relationship if another partner or if their partner is looking at another person, talking to someone of the opposite sex, or even spending too much time at work. They're feeling what I call jealousy.
All right. Hold that thought. We have a call from Joe in Seekonk. Your call for Dr. Terry Orbach. Yes.
Hi, Dr. Orbach.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yes. Dr. Orbach, I'm in a marriage currently for the past 6 years, and I had 2 different therapists tell me that my spouse is an emotional bullier. Could your CDs help if you were to listen to these?
I think, Joe, that my book is for couples that are doing okay and are having what I call healthy behaviors. What I hear from you, Joe, is some emotional abuse or bullying from your wife to you. And what I would recommend is that instead you see a therapist so that you can work out the negativity and what it sounds like significant negative behavior.
Would your CDs help, Terry?
I think my CDs as well is for couples who are having conflict in their relationship, but it is not the kind of conflict that is abusive or that is really bullying-like behaviors.
Okay.
So I'm dealing with healthy relationships that want to take it from good to great, not abusive or serious issues that are occurring.
Joe,
in a relationship.
Any other question?
No, that was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Joe. Thanks for calling. All right, Terry, we have just a couple minutes left, so let's just close. You were talking about in step number five, and you were talking about the jealousy issue.
And I was talking about jealousy. Are there another costly behavior is the unfair division of household responsibilities in a relationship. When I talk to couples long-term, one of the things that wives are particularly responsive to is when husbands help around the house.
All right, and we're going to have to call it. I'm so sorry, Terry. We're going to have you back because you were fabulous.
Thanks, Patricia.
Get this book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Log on to Dr. Terry Orbach's website and tell her you heard it here, and she will send you her CD, Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, T-E-R-R-I. Folks, the news is up next with Sharon Smith right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM. And my next guest is Alan Sean Feinstein, philanthropist and humanitarian right here from Rhode Island. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.